So have you eaten any more trash food recently?
You're still on that?
Or ground food?
They're two different things, first of all.
Okay.
If you missed last week's podcast, whatever. You know, I eat food. I eat food that's been sitting or has come from places I shouldn't eat food from. And I'm not gonna apologize for that.
Yeah, you have the new rat mentality.
The new rat mentality, NRM. So I haven't, but let me tell you another food thing about me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you keep emergency tortillas?
No, I don't.
Well, there you go. This is... I'm going to improve your life right now.
Okay.
Keep emergency tortillas on you. You go back and forth to school, which is your work. You carry a little bag.
Mm-hmm.
A package of tortillas will fit flat in any bag. Keep them on you, and then anytime you have food that needs somewhere to be, they can be in that.
Should I keep them in my car?
Sure, you can keep them wherever you want.
They'll be warm.
Yeah, it's true. I keep them in my work bag. One time somebody brought in some extra meatloaf and mashed potatoes they had. Boom.
Oh.
Emergency tortilla. Somebody had some chopped steak. Boom.
Ooh.
Emergency tortilla.
Goodness.
Recently, and I tell people I work with, I have emergency tortillas for this situation. I get mocked. Alice.
Mercilessly.
Recently, one of the people I work with came up to me
and asked
frantically. I'm going to say frantically. It was pretty passively, but it says, "Hey, do you have any of those tortillas? My wife packed me some leftover taco stuff, but didn't put any tortillas or shells in there." I said, you know I do.
That's a perfect usage.
Emergency tortillas. Get yourself some. Most foods are great in tortillas. Emergency tortillas.
TM.
This is Doug.
Actually, when I eat tortillas, I don't wrap them around anything. I just tear the strips off.
That's Alice. This is going terribly.
It's not bad. I'm not very worldly.
It's time for semi-recent,
semi-decent,
semi-recent
news. The game?
It's a game.
Oh, good.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Nothing much.
We're going
to
jump in.
Not to speak for everybody. Maybe you've got a lot going on.
It sounds like you're speaking for everybody.
I was just answering for myself.
You don't know what old Tom, Dick, and Harry are out there doing.
Who's Tom, Dick, and Harry?
It's an expression. Like when you say, these people, you say...
I know. I was trying to make a name out of, like, Tom, and his last name is Dick and Harry.
Oh,
Dick and Harry.
I should have
said it a little more.
Dick and Harry.
Who's Tom Dick and Harry? Yeah.
Tom Dick and Harry. It's an old Irish mob guy. Hey, you don't want to mess with Tom Dick and Harry, you know? He'll sing on you.
Because when he sings, that's when you know you're going to die.
Well, he sings like a canary.
But the canaries are for the coal mine. It's the alert.
Oh, my God.
That's what I thought you meant.
No, you know, like, oh, I'll make, you know, singing. He sings like a canary.
So he's going to tattle?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. So don't let Tom in on what you're doing.
Okay.
But also.
I thought he was the boss.
Mm-hmm.
And when he sings at you, that's the sing of death, the song of death.
Whoa. Be careful out there. I'm never going to look at Tom, Dick, and Harry the same again. I had to think about what the actual names were that time. All I could picture was Tom Dick and Harry. Hey, Tom Dick and Harry. Tom, Harry, Dick. That's a whole nother joke. But we're too sophisticated for that.
Hey, that thing that you just did, the whole nother thing,
uh-huh.
I learned that there's a word for that.
Oh, okay.
Woo! Hey, a segment within a segment. This is words for, is it with nerds? For nerds?
Oh, no. Gosh, dang it. Segment fail.
Words with nerds. With Yuli Alice Shen. There's two wits in there? Has it always been like that? Oh, my God.
Yeah, it has. I've been meaning to talk to you about that.
Anyway, so when you interject a hyphenated thing in the middle of a word, like a whole nother, so it's another, but you put whole in there.
Fan-frickin-tastic.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Or abso-frickin-lutely.
Uh-huh. You know? Frickin gets thrown in a lot.
That's called timesis. What?
Timesis.
Do you want to guess how to spell it? You want to guess how to spell it?
I thought that was one of the Maori girls. How do you spell it?
Yeah.
How to spell Tamisa?
Tamisister. I don't know.
T-A. Am I right so far?
No.
Then I give up.
It's a fun word. There's no vowel there. It's just T-M-E-S-I-S.
That's a vowel.
There's no vowel between the T and the M. Okay. Tamisus. It's just a little sound. Tamisus.
Well, isn't something
we do every fucking day. Oh, actually, that didn't count.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Every day is two words.
Come on, Alice. Come on. Get it together.
We're smarties.
Get it to flipping together. I made that work.
Get it to flipping together? You don't have the two.
I said get it to flipping together.
I thought it was the.
Get it together?
I thought it was get it the.
Get it together.
Get it the flip together. So I thought you were like beeping yourself.
Oh, I'm starting
to. Like get it the shit together.
My brain's starting to hurt.
Anyway, the semi-decent, semi-recent game.
Oh, yeah.
News.
Semi-flippin' recent, semi-flippin' decent. What is that? Because I just threw that in the middle of an already hyphenated word. Semi-recent.
I don't know if that's anything.
Which Maury twin is that? Oh, okay, so, yeah, well, I forgot we're doing this. Semi-recent, semi-decent news is a little game that I throw together every now and then that takes news from the real world. And that has happened somewhat recently, and I see if Alice can guess the news event through multiple choice.
I'm not very worldly.
Me neither. Like, I knew these before I hit the Google and said, weird news. I didn't even spend a long time on this one, so I only have two sources this time. And one of them is the
Net
Huffington
Mums.
Post.
Oh.
Net Mums! That's the UK's best source for sexual activity.
Mm, for mums, right?
Yeah. Yes.
For mums. Yeah. Moms, not chrysanthemums.
Chris frickin' santhemums.
Chris and the mums.
Every Tom, Dick, and Chris and Harry frickin' phantom mum. I think I nailed that.
We'll listen to it back and see if you did.
Number one, Alice. I have five of these today.
Cool.
Number one. This is from the February 20th Huffington Post. That's right.
Of
1 week ago.
Whoa!
That's semi-recent. That's pretty recent.
Yeah, it's not even semi.
Yeah. In Texas, a man was arrested, Alice. Hmm. A man was arrested after reportedly sticking this up his anus. Have you heard this one?
No.
Okay. Is it A, Taylor Swift CD, B, his girlfriend's toothbrush, C, various items at an antique outlet mall,
oh dear,
or D, his old country buffet leftovers? Because they don't give you a to-go box.
Oh.
For your leftovers. You gotta take those with you.
Well, gosh, I feel like the only thing that's like public enough to be punishable would be the antiques. But that seems too easy then.
Okay.
Is Doug trying to trick me?
Maybe I am trying to trick you. I would say it doesn't have to be, like, things you get arrested for don't have to be public. If I stuck my toothbrush, or if I stuck your toothbrush up my butt, I'm pretty sure that's assault. Well, I spread my fecal matter to your mouth.
I didn't have to use the toothbrush after.
You would never know.
So how did he get arrested for it?
And the old country buffet leftovers are pretty public.
Right, there's that too. But I wonder how much he got up there before. I mean, what? Yeah, it's like he's more arrested for indecent exposure, like taking his pants down at Old Country Buffet. Because how much could he stuff up there, you know?
You'd be surprised.
So with the antiques, was he stuffing them up there or was he just going around and sitting on a bunch of them?
I'm not going to tell you the answer until the answer.
I really want to know.
Because it could be the Taylor Swift CD that could be that owns is owned by someone else. It could be at a music store. It could be Swift's actual Taylor Swift CD.
Did he break the CD to stuff it up there?
You know, you just
granulated
never know.
Parts.
I think we'd all hope so. So you're saying a Texas man was arrested after reportedly sticking various items at an antique outlet mall up his anus.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
Good job. He's a 60-year-old man.
Oh, dear.
Oh, the age
that's
matters?
A puckered anus.
That's what he was doing at an antique outlet mall.
Oh, trying to get some?
60-year-old man wearing a kilt.
That's convenient.
Uh-huh. Right.
I bet he looked good.
Stuffing things up his butt.
He was out in the town.
Let me see what I can get up here. Oh, how about these old McDonald's Happy Meal toys from yesteryear? Yeah, you looking pretty good up there, Bugs Bunny. I know what you're thinking, Alice.
Huh?
You're thinking, oh, he was trying to steal.
No.
These.
I didn't think that.
what do you think his motive was?
I thought he was out to get some. I thought that's what you meant. He's 60 years old. He's 60 years old, and this is how he gets his rocks off.
Oh, okay.
What did you mean?
He was feeling that prostate. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, you thought he was
so
old and thus a thief?
I guess that's a possible motive, the one you've just said. Because he would take the objects, including a makeup brush, an antique bottle opener, and a tobacco can.
Mm.
He would take them, stick them up that butthole, and then put them back on the shelves for unsuspecting shoppers to
end up with. For hijinks, yeah? That's exactly why I thought he was going to do it.
I thought you thought he was getting off.
Yeah, but I didn't think
like
he
sexually.
Was. I didn't think he was saving them. You know, I thought he was sitting on a bunch of them and then leaving them there.
That feels good. I'm done with it now.
Did he bring his own lube?
I don't have that information for you.
In his sporran, that bag that the Scots wear with the kilts. Yeah.
Words with words. With Yuli, with Alice, with Shane. Today's edition with Alice. He was arrested. Ruined about $200 worth of merchandise. They threw it away due to fecal contamination.
They couldn't just, like, wash them?
I guess not. I don't know the rules on antique things that are sold. He was released on $100 bond and...
$100?
Yeah! And it's too recent for me to know what happened after that.
Mm-hmm. That's fun.
I mean, is
good
it...
Good prank.
Don't say good prank! This guy was sticking things up his butt in public.
I know, that's why he was arrested!
Okay. Honestly, if all it cost him was the $100 bond, and then, like, if he just paid the $200, it may be worth it.
Right.
What a $300 thrill.
Yeah. His kilt probably cost more.
Right? Did he buy that for this adventure? Kilts are expensive.
Yeah. And if it's, like, it has your family tartan on it.
Okay.
Tartan. I'm not sure how to pronounce
Keep
that word.
Keep showing off all the fancy Scottish words, you know. Oh, I'm Alice. I've been to Europe. I know Scottish. I can identify a Scotland Terrier. Scottish Terrier.
I can. I grew up next to a little black Scotty dog named Andy.
Aww.
And I had a friend who was really scared of dogs. It was this little tiny. And he wasn't like an ankle biter dog or anything, but... One of my friends was really scared of this tiny dog.
Hmm. You just don't like them. I don't think you're scared of them.
I don't dislike.
You just don't like
tiny
small dogs.
Dogs.
We all know the truth. The
I
number
prefer
two
big dogs.
You're one for one. Number two comes to us from a January 31st AP News article, 2024. Alice, yes.
Oh.
In Manchester, New Hampshire.
Mm.
This was spotted in the back of a garbage truck, despite the driver having reportedly compacted the garbage up to four times. It was saved.
like just in like the a crevice. Or...
So this was saved out of the back of that garbage truck. No more information for you yet. Is it A, an entire pallet of Apple Vision Pro VR headsets? Is it B, a plaster statue of poet Robert Frost? Is it C, a woman who had fallen
what
in...
What the fuck?
A woman who had fallen into a dumpster while throwing out her garbage? Or D, a small puppy with vertigo? You all, oh, that's really nice of you to all, oh, even though you don't like him.
I mean,
it's the vertigo part.
Yes, I can empathize.
Okay. Oh, vertigo. I wish you were a big dog with vertigo.
Big dog has less chance of surviving the trash compacting, I think.
But I could find myself feeling more for you if you were a big dog.
Well, you said a puppy. It wasn't a small dog. It was a puppy.
That's true. It's a small puppy. Oh, it could have been like a husky puppy. Then you would have been like, yeah, it could be a husky puppy. I have not identified the breed. If.
All right. I mean, I don't feel like it's a human woman. I mean, how do you fall into a dumpster when taking your trash out? Like, did you have to climb a ladder to throw it over the top or something?
I mean, it's still possible.
I don't know if a human could survive that.
Yeah. What is it? Four? Mm-hmm. Compactions, if that's the word. Yeah, that's the opposite of what you feel for small dogs getting crushed. You feel no compaction.
I thought you said it was the opposite. So I do feel compaction.
No, like, you don't feel compaction.
I don't feel compassion.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. We're saying the same thing. Okay. We're saying the same thing.
All right. The palette of stuff, I can see how maybe the whole palette was like caught in the jaws or something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But then that wouldn't count as four full compactions.
Is compactions a word? We're just using it. Lean in.
Words with nerds.
Words with duds with Doug Sharp.
Words with duds.
Compaction. Words with duds with Doug. Compaction.
What was the second one?
It's what you feel when something bad happens to someone. Compaction. The second one was a plaster statue of poet Robert Frost.
God.
The one that make you go, eh.
The one that sounds the least newsworthy, I feel like. I'm going to say the puppy.
Going to say the puppy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The correct answer was a woman.
Oh, my God.
Who had fallen into a dumpster while throwing out her garbage. I don't know how it happened, Alice.
Oh, my God.
But she fell into the dumpster, and then the trash truck came and dumped the dumpster in, and she kept screaming, and nobody heard her through at least four compactions.
Jeez.
Until eventually people out on the street heard her screaming and stopped the truck.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she could have died.
Yeah, like how compacted do those things go?
I don't know. Imagine what she smells like, though, to this day.
God.
She's had...
A little compaction, please.
She's had everything squished into her.
Ew.
Just every gross thing you can imagine has been squished into her. I hope she was wearing a kilt.
Was she injured?
I don't know. Semi-decent news.
All these terrible newses.
I can't get you every bit of information about this lady.
Is there a plural of news?
Nigh.
Wait, news eye?
No, I was new answering eye. You. Nigh. Nigh, there's nigh. Not.
Oh.
Number three. Ready for number three on this?
Yeah.
February 9th. HuffPost article. A radio station in Jasper, Alabama was very upset to find that this was stolen from them. Oh, what was stolen from this radio station, Alice?
This year?
February 9th, 2024, yes. Mm-hmm. Is it A first edition of Taylor Swift's debut album, autographed? B.
By Taylor Swift?
Autographed by Taylor Swift. I didn't write that down, but I'm going to assume. It's just Pauly Shore. He was visiting one day. Whoa. Taylor Swift, I know her. Pauline Shore. It's crazy you guys still have vinyl. I prefer compaction discs. Sorry. B, their beloved mascot, a small puppy with vertigo.
No!
C, every single exterior door and window to the station. Or D, their entire 200-foot tall radio tower.
Oh my goodness. These are fun pranks.
You need to stop thinking of crimes as being pranks.
Oh, it's a crime. Well, I mean, why would somebody do any of these things? There's no personal gain to it.
I don't know. That Taylor Swift album, the radio tower,
right,
being pricey.
That's theft.
You get a cute little vertigo pup. I don't know what you're going to do with the doors and windows. That feels like a prank. You're right on that one. That's a prank.
If you steal windows, isn't it still just a window?
Yes. Yes.
The radio tower. Like, if there was some kind of personal vendetta, like the radio played something that a fan didn't like, or they said something on the Shock Jock Radio morning show, they decided to steal their broadcast powers.
Powers? It makes them sound like superheroes. I'll steal your broadcast powers! The tower is the source of your power.
Ooh.
Yeah, rhyme. I rhymed like Robert Frost there.
Is that a wrestling thing? Yeah, the Tower of Power.
By the way, while we're here.
Happy something birthday to Robert Frost.
It is not Robert Frost. It is the birthday of Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, though, while we're on poets. Would be 217 years old, gone too soon. Whatever. Okay, let's move on. Let's move on. It's also John Steinbeck's birthday. Not a poet, but he wrote stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay. Would be 122 years old, but died too soon. Okay, go ahead. What do you want from me? No, speaking of Robert Frost, I chose him because I was like, Alice might know things. I'm going to trick her. He is one of New Hampshire's most famous. People.
I did not know that.
Okay. So I thought you'd be like, well, he is from New Hampshire. So that statue would be valuable to those people. It's right outside of his house on Bell Road.
Oh, really?
This is what you'd be saying, you know?
Why is your voice for me so
know-it-all? Tell me about those Scottish words again.
When I know it all, it's down here.
That's very true. Down where? Down here.
All right. Okay. They stole their puppy mascot.
Wow. You keep calling for the puppy, huh? The correct answer is D, their entire 200-foot tall radio tower.
How does one steal such a thing? It's not bolted on the ground?
Without a trace. I think it was.
Without a trace? Like, they haven't found it?
They have not found it.
So this
It's Jasper, only been a couple weeks,
Alabama radio station hasn't been able to broadcast?
Correct. Stop laughing!
It's a good prank. It's a good prank.
It's not a good prank! This is grand larceny.
Oh, okay. So they're not like a little podcast station. They're an actual like FM/AM radio.
Right. They're a small town radio station. So they're having a hard time getting the funds to get a new radio tower to get back up. They're trying to raise $60,000 to get a new tower to get back up.
Who would have stolen this tower and where would they have put it?
Right?
Up someone's...
That 60-year-old guy has been just sticking everything up there. Little vertigo dogs. What? So nobody knows. It just disappeared. It's crazy. If you live in the Jasper, Alabama area, and you see a radio tower where it shouldn't be, contact your local authorities.
I would expect it's out of there by now.
Mm.
Like, if they haven't found it in the town, someone must have taken it over to other cities.
If you're surfing around on eBay and you see a radio tower that feels like it shouldn't be on eBay.
Ooh, maybe it's been all smelted down into ore. I
don't know. I was going to see what you knew about smelting. What do you know
about smelting?
I would have said melted down, so I know less than
right.
you.
Right, is smelting different? Yes. Is smelting the opposite of melting?
It's a stinkier version. Everyone knows that. Just two more of these, Alice. You're doing great. From February 3rd, AP News article, 2024, Alice, yes. In Bellevue, Washington, there was quite a scare, Alice, when this was found in a deceased resident's garage.
Oh, no.
Yeah, what'd they find in his garage?
It's probably a puppy.
Well, why would that scare you?
Oh, wait. Oh, people got a scare. Okay.
Oh, quite a scare. Mm-hmm. Is it A, quote-unquote, pet mountain lion? B, an ant farm that took up over three-quarters of the two-car garage? C, a manifesto reportedly admitting to having a role in the JFK assassination?
Oh, my God.
Or D, a Cold War-era missile? Gasp. You gasp like someone who knows something. like someone who's hiding something. Do you have your very own Cold War era missile, Alice?
Where would I keep it? I mean,
up your kilt.
Up my smelt.
Oh my God, could smelt be a new word for vagina?
I didn't like that intonation. Vagina!
We say vagina so much on this show, I just wanted to mix it up a little bit. Vagina.
Usually we say it in a very respectful, medical way.
Absolutely. Like, cooter. Well, you just want to step right up there on the table there, ma'am. Put your feet in the stirrups. I'll spread it out and take a look at your cooter.
That sounded okay. Like it was very professional.
And then later on, your doctor will be in here. Ah! Wait, what? 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 Oh, wait. Yeah, which one is it, Alice?
You said Washington?
Yes, Bellevue, Washington.
I wonder if there are mountain cats up there. Are there mountains?
Sorry, I've never heard the term mountain cat, but that's fun.
Really?
Like, is that like a broad?
Yeah, okay. Like pumas and...
Sure.
Catamounts? Is that a thing? Cattywampuses?
I don't know.
Cougars? Yeah, let's go with that one. That's scary.
The pet mountain lion?
Mm-hmm.
That's incorrect. I'm so sorry. Do you have a second guess?
The ant farm, I guess, isn't that scary.
I mean, that's a giant ant farm. Three quarters of a two-car garage.
I have no concept of math.
Sure. Of course you don't. You were like, oh, 200-foot water radio tower. No problem. No problem. I'll stick that in my vagina.
The manifesto.
Man. The correct answer is D, a Cold War era missile.
Yikes.
Right?
I mean, yeah. What does that mean? Like, this person was like an important states person? Like, I...
It was made of ore, you know? They're going to smelt it down. And,
like, were they, yeah, a politician at some point or an arms dealer or what?
I don't have that information for
God
you.
Dang it.
What I do know is this was a military-grade rocket that is designed to carry a nuclear warhead. But it had no warhead or rocket fuel, so the authorities left it with a neighbor to be restored for display in a museum.
What?
It was totally harmless the way it was, so.
Quite a scare, my ass.
No, they had to call in the bomb squad and everything.
Okay. But why did they leave it with a neighbor? Are they a historian?
I don't. Semi-decent news.
You don't know anything.
Antique dealer. That's you gotta be careful there. That stuff ends up up the old poop chute.
Up the pooter.
Poop chute boogie. That's what those. That's what those antiques were taking. They were.
Yeah.
And finally, Alice, from a January 30th, 2024 AP News article, in Minnesota, there was a contest to name something, Alice.
Ooh.
We're going to name something in Minnesota. The winning name was Taylor Drift. What were they naming? You have a guess, or you want to hear the multiple choice?
I have a guess.
You do? Okay, go ahead.
A snowplow?
A snowplow. Okay, okay. Here are the multiple choices.
That's not right. Because, I mean, they do have contests to name their snowplows.
Oh. Well, let's see here. Is it A band put together through a local talent show?
Oh.
Taylor Drift?
That's cute.
B, the new influx of NFL fans brought on by Taylor Swift's dating Travis Kelce. The Taylor Drift.
So this was a vote to name?
Yes.
Okay.
C, a puppy with vertigo.
That doesn't seem punny.
Or D, snowplows.
Your delivery. So good. Oh, because the vertigo makes the puppy drift.
Yeah,
okay.
It makes it drift. Yeah, he's a drifting. I worked this game out backwards. I came up with that, and then I put him in the other ones. But it's all for nothing, because you knew it was snowplow the whole time.
Oh, really? I was going to guess something else, just in case.
Shut up, Alice.
I was! The band, that seemed fun.
Right?
Like something people would vote for, yeah.
Yeah, Taylor Drift. So it was the fourth annual Name a Snowplow contest. How did you know they have contests for that?
I've heard of other years. They've been doing this for four years.
4 years? Semi-recent, semi-decent. Do you want to know some of the other names?
Yeah, I might have heard of them before.
So there were a series of winners this year. It had the most votes, 12,000-something votes. Taylor Drift. Which, honestly, it's not. It's good. It's good. It won because it's Taylor Swift,
well,
okay?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's good, but it's not. Second place was
Clark. You just encapsulated the Grammys.
Whoa. I'm going to let you finish.
No, I'm just saying that's the criticism. I don't really have any feelings about it.
The other winners this year included Clark W. Bliswold.
It's a bit.
National Lampoon's.
Yeah.
What was the second? Dolly Plowton.
Nah.
You liked it? Okay.
It's too much of a stretch.
I thought you'd be happy with these.
I like Dolly Parton, but it's too much of a stretch.
Fast and Flurious.
Well, yeah, they can combine that. Fast and Flurious Taylor Drift.
Barbie's Dream Plow.
I think I heard that one.
They just went for topical there. It's mm-hmm. really not that. I really like Beyond Slay. I think Beyond Slay should have done a lot better than it did.
That's what they were saying at the Grammys, too.
Semi-recent, semi-decent Grammy news. Non-winners. I wrote down some of my favorites or some select choices here. Non-winners. Oh, for Sleet's sake.
You were almost going to curse there.
It's a little long for a name, but Oh, for Sleet's sake is pretty good. Alice Scooper.
Aw.
I came, I thaw, I conquered. Also, a little long, but that might be my favorite if it weren't so long. Best in Snow.
Aw.
Don't Flurry, Be Happy. Every Day I'm Shoveling.
Ah,
that's a pretty good one. And then Aaron Burr, sir.
Oh my goodness.
That's B-R-R-R-R. I think that was great. Aaron Burr,
right.
Sir.
Right, yeah. It's not just Aaron Burr, it's
yes.
the Hamilton
yeah,
lyric.
Yeah, is it not topical enough?
It's not topical as much anymore.
That's true.
How many years has it been?
It's still great, though. Previous winners include Darth Blader, Blizzard of Oz.
Yeah.
Han Snowblow.
Why not Han Snowblow?
And, of course, Plowy McPlowface.
That's the one I knew. Yes, I almost said it, but then I was like, that sounds so stupid. Maybe I'm misremembering.
I love that all these are puns and it's just Plowy McPlowface.
And I think I remember, wasn't there a boat naming contest too? And one of them was Boaty McBoatface.
I hope so. I hope you're right.
People love naming things by vote.
Yeah. Yeah. If I ever had kids.
Yeah.
That's why I shouldn't have kids. Oh, it says here your name is I don't care.
Face.
I don't care, face.
McFace.
Says here your name is Poop Nugget. That's a shame, Poop Nugget. We'll call you PN.
Poop McNugget.
And that was semi-recent, semi-decent, semi-recent news. Shut up, Alice. What you got going on? What do you have to contribute to this episode?
Well, I saw a weird ad when I was watching my ads for Cafe Panic.
Just now, instead of paying attention to the podcast?
So, there's a game now. I don't even remember what it's called. But it's some kind of ASMR game. Are you into ASMR?
No, I'm not. But I know what it is. You want to tell people what it is?
auto-sensory... meridian response.
Holy crap, what?
Wait, auto.
She
ASMR.
Didn't look at her phone or anything, and she knew that. Although I heard her question herself after.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm not quite sure. I think that's what it is. But it's like the feeling that makes the hairs on the back of your neck stand up.
If you have headphones on, we'll give you a little bit. You want a little bit of ASMR? Here we go. I am a cucumber. Put me in your cooter.
Oh my god.
ASMR.
So it doesn't have to be sexual. It could just be any sounds.
That wasn't sexual. I was
agricultural.
I was starting a recipe. That was the first step in a recipe.
To make pickles?
Yes, absolutely. Depending on the brine you're working with. Oh, I almost threw up. I'm sorry that I called vaginal fluid brine. anyway.
So sounds, you know, like nails clicking on a table or like flipping a book really fast. Those pages. Yeah. Anyway, so sounds like that. And apparently there's, you know, a niche for this, like gross ASMR. Like... Well, you know how people...
Like, I'm a cucumber, put me in your cooter.
Sure. you know, yeah, perhaps, like, the sound of that. But anyway.
Or, like, clearing your throat, or, like, blowing snot.
Sure. Yeah, I feel like there's already a crowd who enjoy visual videos, like YouTube videos, of popping pimples and watching the pus or the white stuff, the blackheads come out.
People are the worst.
Right? So this game, it's a game where you can pop pimples and lance things and like...
I hate it.
Pick
hate
out
it.
Stuff from your ear.
It's audio or visual?
Both. And it's a game element, so you have control over
it. I don't want control over it.
Then don't play it. But it's a thing. It's a thing that's out there. And, you know, maybe they're catering to niche interests.
Sure, sure. So when I was putting together this episode, semi-recent, semi-decent, I stumbled upon one story about a man who went to the doctor and they found over 150 bugs in his nose. Like going all the way up to just next to the eye and just next to the brain. Like if it would have broken through, it would have killed him. Yeah, there were so many in there. Like, he said
what
he
kind of bugs?
They were sending him for testing or whatever. Mm. So, like a bunch of larval state bugs. Mm. So there was a little video, and it was like, hey, they put a little camera up there, and they had to take the bugs out one by one out of his nose. This is graphic. Don't watch this. And 9 times out of 10, I would say, yeah, I'm not watching that. But I thought, this is for the podcast. I'm going to watch this. I'm so upset that I watched it. So upset. Like, it's worse than you think it'll be. Just these little...
Now I'm really curious.
Teeny tweezers. I mean, they look big because it's so zoomed in. You're inside this dude's skull, and they're just little larvae feasting on every little bit of flesh in there. And you see the tweezers grab one, and it's holding on, and just pull it out of there.
Ew.
And on to the next one, 150 times.
Wow. Once? Ugh. You couldn't take out several bugs at once?
I didn't see. I only watched a few bugs come out. I don't know if they ever got more than one. Oh, it was effed up. You guys can find it, I'm sure. It's he's fine now. He's expected to make a full recovery.
Wow. So, any news about why this occurred?
Oh, he thinks that it's because of his hygiene habits when dealing with fish.
Oh.
I guess he would go fishing and then he would like rinse his hands off in the water.
Oh.
Instead of using cleaning solution or anything, and he said he's gonna do better about that.
Yeah.
That's what he attributed it to. He would just rinse it off in the water and then go about his day. So he's like
touching his face and
yeah, yeah. But I don't like I don't know. That feels like a lot of that's a lot going on.
I wonder how long it takes for that many bugs to nest up there.
Yeah. But they were all in their larval state.
So how were they feasting?
On his skull, on his flesh, on his matter.
Oh, I was imagining.
But how had none of them become adults yet and gotten out of there? Or had they? When this guy's sleeping, do they just crawl out or
maybe.
Fly out?
Mm.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I hate this entire episode. Happy birthday, Josh Groban, 43 today. Anything to change the subject. It's National Polar Bear Day.
Oh.
Go hug a polar bear. Don't do that. They'll kill you. They'll maim you. They're cute, but they'll kill you.
Did you know that polar bear fur is not white?
Yes.
Mm. I don't know enough. Next.
Yeah. I don't even know if that's true, to be honest with you.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it
like
feels,
you agreed. So.
Yeah, I've heard it. Mm. But I don't know if it's one of those things where you know, somebody says it and you're like, oh, wow.
Oh.
And you don't actually do any fact checking. And then you tell it to the wrong person and they're like, it's totally white, idiot. Have you ever seen a polar bear not be white? Oh. I'm sorry, I interrupted your story about that game.
No, that was it.
Oh, okay, good.
I didn't play it.
Yet. I don't even want to think about it. Like, I know you're gonna end up playing it, and
why?
You're and
why did
you're
you
gonna
think I would?
And you're gonna show me. I don't even want to
if
think
I do
about...
I would, but I'm not, so I won't.
Okay. But if you did, I would look at it for you. Because that's how we are. And we share the bad and the good.
I don't ask you to pop my pimples.
Oh, God, no. You can do that your own self. What I'm saying is we share the bad, we share the good, and it's, everything's
good.
The
facts of life?
That's not... And I wanted to clean this up a little bit before we go, and thank you for my Valentine's gift.
What?
The good thing you shared with me.
Oh.
To try to cleanse my mind, because I just looked up and I saw it.
Ah, yeah.
So if I'm a little bit, if you're wondering, like, oh, Doug's a little bit late getting to the thanking of the Valentine's gift, we had to put it together. I didn't know what it was.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Alice got me these two little bags of Lego-looking bricks.
Mm-hmm.
They're a different brand, but, you know, they're Legos. Come on. What are they called, Alice?
It was from a website called Custom Brickheads with a Z. Custom Brickheads.
Custom?
Custom Brickheads with a Z.
I feel like they missed the chance to have two Zs.
God.
Sorry. we share the good and the bad, Alice. So these little bricks of Lego-looking blocks, custom Brickheads blocks, and then we had time recently to put them together.
And like they come with these step-by-step directions. And Doug, when he's doing puzzles, he doesn't like to see the finished product.
It's true. I prefer to be surprised. It takes longer, but it's more fun for me.
Yeah. So I figured I wouldn't show him what these were, so I had to, like, do the QR code and bring up the instructions and pass the main page and get to the first set of instructions.
Yeah,
it would tell you, like, how long it would take. Like, one of them was 30 minutes, one of them was an hour.
And so I'm sitting here with it, and I'm like, okay, this is either something I really like a lot, you know, like a psych thing or a basketball thing or a wrestling thing.
I didn't think about any of those things.
Or, oh yeah, that piece is my shirt. Yes. Yeah, it's us. Very early on, there's a piece that's one of my shirts. So, no, but it's super cute. It's super cool. And thank you so much for it. It's one of my favorite presents ever.
They're little brick. I had to send them a picture and they customized it. So it's two little brick heads of us.
Yeah. They're good size, honestly. Mm-hmm. They're I don't know how many inches that is. A good foot?
Five? No, 5 inches.
Really? Only five? Okay. I do not know lengths.
Really? You had the 200 foot tower?
Maybe that's not as big as I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's way bigger than I think it is.
My hair took a long time. That's what.
Before you came over today? She doesn't look like it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Thank you for my gift, Alice.
You're welcome.
Happy Valentine's.
Happy February 26th.
This month just won't end.
Whatever.
There's an extra day.
Ooh, fun.
No.
Oh.